It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I thought about you last night. Mm-hmm. And today I stopped by a factory and got some things. Let's take them to the kitchen. I think it'll be easier for you to see them there. Some magnetic things. First of all, I need cardboard here. That'll do. I stopped by a factory that works with iron and got these iron filings. You know how when you work with wood, you get sawdust? Well, this is sort of the dust that comes from working with iron. See? And these are magnets. And magnets like iron. Look. Fairly jumps up to the magnet. See that? Try to get them off. It's really hard to get it off. Because I want to show you that the magnets even work underneath the paper. Now watch this. See that? Make all kinds of designs with it. Remember the time that we made the designs in the sand, and then we just pretended that the sand was making itself into all kinds of things, kinds of animals and things? Let's think about that again, okay? As we look at these iron filings with the magnet. Thank you. You know, there's some things that magnets aren't attracted to. Let's see if... Yep. That's something. That's something else. Wonder about this chromium. Nope. Not that. How about this wood? Nope. See that? Ha! Huh. But it sticks to the refrigerator. Not that wood either. Let me see here. They go to themselves that way. And if you turned over the other way, won't. Let's try it with these two little dogs. That one doesn't want to play, but maybe if we turned over like that, will. Did you ever notice that? That sometimes you feel like going close to somebody, and other times you feel like going away from that same person. Have you ever noticed that it's the people that you like the most who can make you feel best sometimes, or worst the other times? It's the people you like the most who can make you feel happiest. It's the people you care for the most who manage to make you feel snappiest. It's the people you like the most who can make you feel maddest. It's the people you care for the most likely, who manage to make you feel baddest. It's the very same people who make you feel gladdest. They're the people you like the most. You noticed that, haven't you, Nick? Do you hear somebody? I hear somebody calling Kitty. Come here, Kitty. Come on. I think it's out here. Let's go see who it is. Why, it's you, Mrs. McFeely.
Oh, Mr. Rogers. Hello. I was just trying to get Cherrystone. She got under your porch.
Oh.
This is my friend, Mr. John Baker. Mr.
Rogers.
Rogers.
I'm glad Baker. To know you.
Glad to Mr.
meet Baker
you,
is the man that tells me all about my cats. He knows everything in the world about cats. And
say this was Cherrystone?
Isn't that incredible?
Well, I haven't seen her since she's been a kitten.
I know, they grow very fast. How fast did you tell me they grow, Mr. Baker?
Mrs. McFeely, cats are full grown at 1 year now. That's like 15 years. That's 15 times as fast as we grow.
Right. They're fully grown in 1 year, and she's getting there. She's getting right along there.
Have you always been interested in cats, Mr. Baker?
Well, I'm an old farm boy, and we've always had cats and dogs and all kinds of animals on the farm, and I had a trained fox, and I trained my dogs and cats when I was on the farm.
Oh, how do you train them?
You must use a lot of patience and kindness and love. You can't overwork them or force them. As soon as they get fussy, don't force them, just love and kindness. That's all the way you can do it.
Cherrystone's interested in all sorts of things.
Yes, she certainly is. Mr. Baker was also showing me the best way to hold the cat, weren't you, Mr. Baker? Rogers?
Yes, I'd be glad to. The way you have to hold them is get them underneath like this and hold them nice so they know they're not going to fall. Uh-huh. If they start to fall, then they're going to start to put their claws out.
I see.
But they can be nice and gentle as long as they're not going to fall. And that's the way you hold them.
Cats don't mean to scratch you, do they, Mr. Baker?
Oh, no, they don't scratch because they want to. It's because you're holding them wrong. Maybe they're going to slip a little bit, then they put their claws out to hold on. That's all.
Or if they're frightened or something, they
Well, if they're frightened, if you hurt them, if you hold them too tightly, then they'll put their claws out and grab you. But otherwise, they won't scratch you at all.
Cherrystone has really short fur, but weren't you telling me about some cats with long fur?
Oh, no. Yes. It's Himalayan cats have a real long fur, and the Persians have long fur. These are the old type cats, and they're the beautiful ones. They're all of nice fluffy fur on them, and of course they do shed a little bit, and they shed too, but that's one of the nice things about cats, that they're so nice and soft and fluffy.
Mr. Baker, would it be all right if I brought that film over later that you gave me, the one with all the different kinds of cats? Because Mr. Rogers and his friend might like to see it.
I think it would be nice to show it to them.
Can I bring that over later and show it to you, Mr. Rogers?
You bet. Does it have cats growing in it? You know, I'm interested in growing things, people and animals.
Well, it doesn't have cats growing. They're mostly full-grown cats, but there's something else. I'm glad you reminded me. I've been putting together some photographs of all the different neighbors, and there's a picture of, there's a funny picture of Betty Aberlin when she's just a little girl, and there's some pictures of Audrey Cleans Everything. I bet you and your friend would like to see some of those pictures.
I certainly would. Do you have a picture of Mr. Baker when he was a little boy on the farm?
I don't have one. Maybe you could get me one, though, could you, Mr. Baker?
I have one taken with me with a little pig when I was a little boy.
I think we'd like to see that.
I'll
bring them over later, Mr. Rogers.
Okay. Well, Cherry Stern, I'm glad to have seen you growing. Yeah. Here you go,
Mrs. McFeely. You want to take her? Goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
Farewell.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Mr. Rogers, very nice meeting you.
Thanks,
thank
Mr.
You.
Baker. Glad to meet you, sir. Mrs. McFeely, you know, she has lots of pets that she takes care of. When people go away, they sometimes give their pets to Mrs. McFeely, and she sits with them, takes care of them. Who's a dog that we know in the neighborhood of make-believe? Bob Dog, isn't it? Some of my friends are afraid of Bob Dog and other dogs. Yeah, Bob Dog isn't the kind of a dog that bites people. No. But maybe it's the howling or the barking noise that he makes that frightens some people, do you think? Well, why don't we just pretend today that Bob Dog doesn't make any howling or barking noise at all until Daniel asks him to? We'll just let him play in the neighborhood of make-believe. Maybe he could be playing with Grandpère. Okay? Just throwing something back and forth with Grandpère. Let's use our pretend telescopes today for the neighborhood of make-believe.
Voilà. Très bien. Send it back. That's good. Voilà. Oh, excellent. Excellent. You want it again? Voilà. Oh, Bob Dog. I have to go run for it. Oh, here it is now. Très bien. You are playful, Bob Dog. Très bien. Oh, you bring it to me. You bring it to me. Très bien, Bob Dog. Excellent. You like me to throw it? You like me to throw it to you? Just a minute till I put it in my hand here. Now go back a little further. Plus loin. Even further. Plus loin. Plus loin. I want to send you a long one this time. That's good. Right there. Are you ready? Vous êtes prêt for a long one?
Oh. Can't you read? See those signs? That says silence, please. Timid tiger hates howling. No dogs allowed.
This means you, Bob Dog. You see that? Now you better not bark at me, Bob Dog. This is my clock, and I'm going to invite the people here that I want. Mm-mm. Not today. Mm-mm. Here you plants have another swallow of good clean water. I love to water the ivy. I can fairly see it grow. Well, you look cheery. Have those signs of Daniel's got you down, those signs up on his clock? Mm-hmm. You know that little faker, Daniel? He's just putting on a show to get some attention, I think. I ought to do something about that. I really ought to do suit yourself, Fido. But I'm going to get that tiger and bring him over here by force. That'll cure him. Come on, Daniel. All you have to do is talk to Bob Dog for a minute. You'll see that he's harmless. Mm-mm. Oh, what's the matter with you? If you won't come yourself, I'll just have to carry you or drag you. Now, it's for your own good. Come on. Come on here. What's the matter? You don't think this is a good idea? You think I should get out of here? Well, it's your problem, Bobby Doggy. Then solve it yourself. Hi, Bob Dog. Are you going to hurt me, Bob Dog? Did you ever hurt me? Did you ever want to hurt me? Bob Dog, will you give a little quiet bark, one that won't scare me? Ooh. How about a little bit bigger one? Woof, woof. When you were little, a little dog, were you afraid you would bite people? So what did you do?
Well, I learned that I really didn't have to bite people. I just didn't. I didn't want to, and I didn't have to.
And I won't have to hurt people?
No, but you'll have to learn, though, because you're a little tiger.
When you're little, there are lots of things to learn. And when you're big, are there things to learn, too?
Oh, sure.
Can we play barking? I mean, I'll bark first, and then you bark just as loud as I do, okay?
Okay, Daniel.
Roof.
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 Roof, roof.
Roof, roof, roof.
Ruff, ruff,
ruff, ruff, ruff.
Bob Dog, are you too busy to come to the castle? Edgar Cook's got a lovely dinner he wants to give you.
Oh, fine. Yeah, would you like to come, Daniel?
In a few minutes. I want to play one more thing with you, okay?
Okay.
I want you to go like this. Just like that. Okay?
Yeah, that's fun.
And I want you to go like this with your eyes. Cover your eyes. That's it. Beak. And then I want you to go like this. Okay? You go for your dinner, and I'll meet you over there. I want to take down some of these signs.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're going to do that, Daniel.
I'm sorry I felt like that about you.
Oh, that's okay.
We worked it out, didn't we?
Sure. We're friends now, mm-hmm. Right? Okay. See you, Daniel.
Thanks, Bob Dog. Bye. Oh, boy. Just take all this right. One down. Get down here. Sure. Come on. Here, that's it.
You know, Daniel was really interested in Bob Dog, even when he was afraid of him. Yeah. Do you ever get down on the floor and crawl around and pretend you're a dog and growl at people, pretend you're going to bite them? Do you? Do you know some children who are afraid that you really might bite them when you're pretending like that? Well, of course, that's the kind of play that Daniel and Bob Dog were having. Sure. But when you're doing that kind of pretending, you're not really going to bite anybody, are you? You're not really going to be dangerous. No. Of course, real dogs are something different. Yeah. Grown-ups can help you decide which dogs are friendly and which real dogs are dangerous. Yeah. Oh, maybe that's Mrs. McFeely now. Remember she said she'd bring us those pictures and that cat film? Would you look outside and see if it's Mrs. McFeely, please? Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
You did very well. It's a busy day over at the McFeely house today.
Well, come in. I expected your wife, Mr. McFeely.
Mr. Baker's there, and Mrs. McFeely and Mr. Baker are talking about cats and how to take better care of them, so she asked me to bring over the photographic book. That's the photographic book for you.
All right.
And the
thank
film
you.
She promised you.
Oh, this is a cat film.
The cat film.
It?
Oh, and I especially like this cat film because it shows big cats and small little kittens and long-haired cats and short-haired cats, and I like that film. I think you'll enjoy it.
Thanks. Do you want to stay to see it?
I can. I'm very busy. They all just run away.
Okay, Mr. McFeely.
Very good day to you.
Well, thanks very much.
You are quite welcome.
Give my regards to Mrs. McFeely and Mr. Baker.
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day to you. Did you ever have two things to do and wonder which one to do first? I think maybe the film first, okay? All about cats and kittens. Oh, picture, picture. Please show us the film now. Thank you. could imitate cats, too, going ever so silently along. That was nice. Well, I must get these from the kitchen. Because it's time for me to go for today. You need a little food, don't you? Okay, fish. This we will look at tomorrow, okay? First thing tomorrow, you and I together, okay? Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I think I'll leave this right here for tomorrow, and we'll be sure to see it. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. Sure, just like with cats and kittens, everyone's different. So every person in the whole world is different. That's what makes each person so special. And I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.
Hi, I'm Graham Pooh Bear, Twitch streamer and Mario speedrunner. You know, as a kid, I thought everyone who was on TV actually lived inside of my TV, so when Mr. Rogers would speak directly at me, I would listen. By far the best lesson he ever taught me was, I like you just the way you are. He says that at the end of every single episode, and to a kid who feels lonely and different, you have no idea how much hearing those words mean. So I strongly encourage all of you to join me and click below to donate, right below down there. Click below to donate and help bring another generation of kids along who are perfect just the way they are.
Right up here it says greetings. That's a royal word for hello. Mm-hmm. Let's take all of this to the